What really are our blocks made up of? They're not physical like brick walls or stone walls, although they can feel that way. They are energetic in nature rather than made up of matter. And as we know now, we don't even have to have this conversation anymore because it's been proven everything is energy. So rather than being made up of bricks or stones, which is also energy, of course, these walls that we're talking about, these subconscious patterns and blocks, are made up of energy, and that's where we need to do the clearing. So any subconscious blocks that you have, whether you've noticed them or you're just frustrated by them or you're just certain they're there, they are made up of energetic patterns and programs and cellular memories. So perhaps you have a pattern that says you're only allowed to earn $50,000 a year. That would be a subconscious block. Maybe you have an energetic pattern that rejects anyone who has money. So even business propositions and people that come towards you, you think they're not any good, so you reject them because of a pattern. You might have a pattern to sabotage any financial success that comes towards you. Maybe you have cellular memories that you need to stop at $100,000 a year because of what your parents earned or what you heard about money. Maybe you have cellular memories that money causes problems or that success always makes other people unhappy. Maybe you have cellular memories that money can make you unhappy. If you learned that from your family, if you have a cellular memory that money can make people unhappy, or if somebody in your family or your life said it one time, that can be stuck in your subconscious mind as a program or a pattern. So let's talk about abundance and success, because they too are patterns and programs and memories. And that's why we have been so unsuccessful, or so many people have been unsuccessful at attracting the success and abundance they want, is because they forget or neglect that the cellular memories and patterns and programming is in the subconscious mind. So they keep trying to muscle it and use conscious tools rather than tools that access the subconscious mind. So here's what we know about success and abundance. Abundance, or success, they're patterns, they're vibrations, they're feelings, they're memories. So if you tune into abundance on a vibrational level, you don't have to chase money anymore. Now, suppose you tune into your family's vibration about money and abundance. You're probably going to be into trouble because you're going to bump into perhaps their scarcity issues, their old patterns, their chaos, or problems around money or financial success. Maybe you bump into generations of conflict around financial abundance. What about the depression? Maybe you're carrying generations of feelings and emotions and vibrations around abundance that's not very abundant. So you could have extreme scarcity patterns and programs running in your mind.